Hi everyone, this is Gene Monterostelli, the editor of TappingQ&A.com, and welcome to the Ruoz Center call, instructional call for February. This month what we're going to do is we are going to be talking about tapping for relationships and how we can step into a way of doing just that. Now, the call is going to be a little bit different tonight. Many of the other instructional calls that we have done have been about really specific tools and techniques. And when it comes to tapping for relationships, there aren't really a significant number of tools that we have per se. Instead, I find that when I'm doing this sort of work for myself, because this is an area that I've been doing a lot of work in my own life over the course of the last year, and when I'm working with my clients, what I find is that there's lots and lots of aspects that needed to be tapped with. So tonight what we're going to do is I have a whole list of aspects around relationships that we're going to tap on. If you have some other aspects or areas around relationships that you'd like to tap on, remember, if you've called in, all you need to do is press star 2 to raise your hand. And if you're listening to us on the webcast, if you just simply type a question or a statement into the box on the left-hand side, I will be able to catch that between tapping rounds. And if you have questions about tapping for relationships in general, feel free to ask those as well. It's an opportunity for you to get a lot of different ways and a lot of approaches for that. So with that being said, there is one really specific tool that I like to use when it comes for tapping for relationships, and I have a feeling that I've mentioned it on a number of the instructional calls. I've done an entire podcast on it. It's something that when I am teaching people tapping, after I teach them the basics of tapping, this is what I teach them. Of all of the tools I taught my guys in jail about relationship, this was the most powerful one. And it's the tool talk about, talk to, and talk as if. Because I've gone over that a number of times in a number of different venues, I'm not going to take a great deal of time talking about it tonight. If you'd like to hear a great 14-minute explanation about that tool set, all you need to do is go over to tappingqa.com, click on the link for podcasts, and go into the podcast archives. It is one of the bonus podcasts, and it is actually bonus podcast number, I'm looking right now, I should have had this ahead of time. Sorry about that. It is bonus podcast number 22. So in the list, it's above the regular podcast 67. It's listed as my favorite tapping tool, about to and as if. It is a super, super, super powerful tool. What it does is it shapes the way you walk into the relationship. It shapes the space that the relationship takes up. And it shapes the way that you're responding to the other person. Now, we're not responsible for their choices and their actions, but what this allows us to do is it allows us to get clear so that when we are stepping into that, we're stepping into it in a way where we're emotionally clear and we're creating space for them to make other choices. So do yourself a favor, go check that out. If you're listening to the rebroadcast of this in the website, you will see right below the player, I have included a direct link to the podcast, so you can go and check that out. So for those of you listening live, when you go back to download this, because you're going to want to, because we're going to be tapping on a lot of really great stuff tonight, you're going to see the link right there, and I should have that up within 30 minutes of us being done with the call tonight. So what we're going to do is we're just going to tap around a lot of different aspects that come up when we're dealing with relationships. And the first one that I want to deal with tonight, and basically what we're going to do is I'm going to talk a little bit about the aspect. We're going to tap on it. If you have particular comments or would like to go deeper on any of these aspects, just raise your hand or drop a note over in the chat box. And what we'll do is we'll just come back to it and make sure we spend a little extra time on these issues because these are so critical. The first aspect is an aspect that I think comes up with anything that we want in our life. And it's this idea of worthiness. and feeling like whether or not I'm worthy to have good relationships. Other people are worthy of this, but I'm not because I haven't done enough, or I've made mistakes in the past, or I've screwed my relationships up, or whatever it is. There's lots of reasons that we struggle with that. And before we tap on this, for me, vocabulary is really, really important. And the words that we use are really, really important. And in my mind, and again, this is just how I define the words, which makes it easier for me to navigate and use them. I distinguish in my mind between the difference between deserve and worthy. And when I talk about something I'm deserving of, deserve implies that I have earned it. You know, I deserve to be paid for the work that I do. I deserve to get back what I've put into something. Where worthy is more about what I am made for and what is intrinsic to me as a human. You know, I'm worthy of the dignity of having the opportunity of work. I deserve my paycheck after I've done the work for that day. And so when it comes to things like relationships, I don't have to prove myself as a human to deserve relationships. I don't have to do anything special. Because I am human, I have been made worthy of being a part of and having good quality relationships. So to start with, what we're going to do is we're just going to tap on this idea of these places that when we don't feel worthy of relationships, and oftentimes, you know, we can have a big general, I'm not worthy of relationships, but it can also manifest itself in specific places. You know, I'm not worthy of lasting romantic relationships because of whatever my past is. Or I'm not worthy of good familial relationships because. I'm not worthy of good working relationships because. So I want you to tune into that sense of being worthy of having good relationships. And the part of you that doesn't feel worthy, if there's a particular type of relationship or relationship with a particular person, I want you to tune into that one specifically. So to begin with, just tap on the side of your hand, take a nice big deep breath. Very good. We're going to do a lot of good tapping tonight. And just move from point to point. You're all muted. I can't hear you. You can't hear anyone else, especially if you're listening at home online. So please say the phrases out loud after I say them. I know I want relationships. I want quality relationships. I want lasting relationships. I want nurturing relationships. I want relationships that nourish me emotionally, spiritually, physically, but there is a part of me that doesn't feel like I'm worthy of relationships. Other people are made for relationships. But not me. Either because of who I am, or the choices that I have made in the past. Today, I am not worthy of relationships. So much so that if I get close to relationships, there is something inside of me that is inevitably going to screw it up. Because it's not right for me. But I recognize the fact, as a human being, I have been made for relationships. It is part of what being intrinsically human is being in relationship. It's not something I deserve. It is something that I was made for. It is my birthright. I am worthy of relationships. I need to make good choices in those relationships. I need to be judicious about who I choose to have relationship with. And not all relationships are the same. I am worthy of relationships. I am made for relationships. I am worthy of relationships. I give myself permission to allow myself to believe and to allow myself to know that I am worthy of relationships. I am made for relationships, and I am worthy of relationships. Take a nice big deep breath for me. And at any point as we're doing this tonight, especially between rounds, if you want to take a little sip of water, go right ahead and do that. I want you to take responsibility for yourself. I'll remind you from time to time, but if you need water before I give the recommendation, definitely reach for it. It'll be good for you. Now, that is going to just set the table for us this evening as we continue to work through the different aspects and the places that we struggle. And again, if this pokes something particular in you, don't be afraid to press star 2 to raise your hand or to add a question over there on the side. The second aspect that kind of builds upon the first one is oftentimes once we get ourselves into relationship, we feel like we're not allowed to state our needs, or that anytime we state our needs, we're being a burden because we don't want to be sucking other people down and taking away from them. And so next, what we're going to do is we're going to tap on this idea of not feeling worthy to state our needs within a relationship. And again, that word worthy is super, super important because it's about what we're made for. So this time what I want you to do, instead of tapping on the karate chop point, I want you to just rub on the sore spot. Take a nice big deep breath. And if you're not familiar where the sore spot is, because it's not used as much as it once was, it's just up on your chest. It's above your pectoral muscle, about halfway, and maybe a little more than halfway between the middle of your chest and your shoulder. And as you rub around in there, it's going to be a little sore. That's the reason why we call it the sore spot. It's the place in the body on the left-hand side where the limbic system dumps out all of its stuff that it's created for us to have our emotional responses. So it's good to break that up and keep that free. Nice big deep breath. And again, just repeat after me. No one can hear you. There's a part of me that knows I'm worthy of relationships. And even when I give myself permission to believe that, it feels like I need to be careful in those relationships. It feels like I need to make sure that I'm not taking more than my fair share. I need to make sure that I'm not taking too much. And because I have this fear, there is a part of me that is preventing me from sharing what my actual needs are. There's a part of me that's afraid that if I say what I need, I am gonna look needy. I'm gonna look demanding. I'm going to appear to be sucking them dry. If I state my needs, I'm gonna appear fragile. If I state my needs, I'm gonna appear unsettled. If I state my needs, I'm gonna come across as naggy. But I choose to recognize that good, healthy relationships allow us to have our needs met. And even saying that phrase feels a little bit selfish. That I'm supposed to have my needs met? That makes me feel demanding. That makes me feel like I'm taking more than I'm worthy of. But I want to hear what other people need. I want to be helpful. And the good, true, lasting relationships that I have, they want to hear my needs too. They want to know where I'm coming from. They want to know what I'm about. There are people in my life who would actually be offended if I didn't state my needs. If I didn't state my desires. If I didn't state the support I was looking for in that relationship. Relationships are a two-way street. And it's important that I recognize that it's okay for me to state my needs. I need to do it to be healthy. I need to do it to make sure there's balance inside of the relationship. I need to do it to respect the other person. Because asking them for help is respecting them. It's letting them know we trust them. It's letting them know we value them. I feel bad when my friends don't trust me with their struggles. My friends feel bad when I don't trust them with my struggles. I am worthy of stating my needs. I am worthy of stating my needs. To be healthy. And for the sake of the relationship, I'm worthy of stating my needs. Nice big deep breath. If you want to stretch a little bit, feel free to do that as well between tapping rounds. Oh, it always feels good to move a little bit. Again, if you got some water nearby or something else you want to take a sip of, I'd encourage you to do that. I'm certainly going to do that the entire time we tap this evening. Now, the next thing that I want to move to is almost the flip side of that particular aspect. And I'm willing to bet, because of who you are and the fact that you were on this call and the fact that you are a tapper, I'm guessing that you are really, really good at putting everybody else's needs first. And so we just tapped on this idea of worrying about stating our own needs. Now we're going to do the flip side of that, where we then force everybody else's needs forward. Because that's a really easy way to create inequity in the relationship. And sometimes it's not the other person's responsibility, it's ours. Because we've chosen to pick up that stuff. I was having a great conversation with my sister this week, and we were just talking, and her statement was, I need to be a responsible adult. I am not responsible for my friends. Which was a really good thing to recognize. You know, it's important that we're responsible, we take care of what we need to take care of, and that we're caring. But we're not responsible for other people. Children, if you have children, you're responsible for your children. Pets, you have pets, you're responsible for your pets. But that's it. So I want you to do this for me. Tap on the side of the hand, take a nice big deep breath. And we're going to tap on sometimes how we always put everybody else first. I want to be caring. I want to be loving. I want to be sharing. And I really don't want other people to be in pain. Especially those people I love. Especially those people who I can just feel when they're in a great deal of pain. I know their pain. And I don't want them to be stuck in it. And so I give myself permission to recognize that I can be loving and not take responsibility for other people's burdens. I can be caring and not take responsibility for other people's burdens. I can be helpful and not take responsibility for other people's burdens. When I take responsibility for other people's burdens, I am doing them a disservice. Because I am creating an unhealthy relationship. It seems noble to put other people first. But when I always put other people first, it hurts me. I don't have the resources to take care of me. The person I actually am responsible for. I need to be a responsible adult. I need to be a loving, caring adult. And I don't want my loved ones in pain. It is unhealthy for me to always put them first. It is unhealthy for them for me to always put them first. It is unhealthy for the relationship for me to always put them first. This isn't about being noble. This isn't about being a martyr. This is about being a responsible human. I can't put everybody's needs first. Not in the long term. It will end in pain. It will end in hurt feelings. It will end in resentment. It seems like a good idea in the short term. It does not work in the long term. I recognize I can't put everybody else's needs always first. Nice deep breath. Now, if you're in a circumstance where you have a particular relationship where you have created a long-term codependency, where you are always fixing their problems and you are always taking care of their needs. Number one, I'd really encourage you to go to that link I was talking about, the Talk About, Talk To, and Talk As If. That's a great tool for this particular circumstance. The other is you need to start changing your choices. I had a circumstance where there was someone who, every single time something went wrong in their life, they called me. And it was great. And I was appreciative to be helpful. And what I found was I was simply solving their problem all of the time. And once I recognized this, what I realized that when they called me with a problem, what I needed to train myself to do was to say, I'm sorry, that must really suck. Not, you know what you need to do is. And at the beginning, I literally was doing it through clenched teeth. You know, I'm sorry, that really sucks, because there's a part of me that just wanted to spring into action and be helpful. And a really interesting thing happened. They stopped calling me as much. It reduced to about a third of the time, but it didn't diminish the quality of the relationship. And when they called with a need, it was a real need. It wasn't, oh, this is hard, I don't want to deal with it. It was a, oh my gosh, this is so big. I need the help of others, and Gene's the perfect person to ask. So this is a really important key one, because if we have relationships where we're putting other people first and we're allowing that to happen, it's a huge emotional leak and a huge emotional drain that's going to make it difficult for you to work towards any other goal that you have in your life. Because it's almost like this, you know, emotional vampire, this leech that's sucking away valuable life force that you need. And I can already feel you bristling at that, because it feels again like, oh, I'm being selfish. I'm calling them a leech. I'm saying they're sucking me away. You're right. At the beginning, you're going to bristle at that. And so if that's something that makes you uncomfortable again, and I just triggered you, when we're done with the call tonight, or if you've already downloaded it, you're going to go back and you're going to retap along to this part, because this is something you need to free yourself of. Because if you don't free yourself of constantly putting everybody first, then you're going to have hurt feelings. You're going to feel like you're undervalued. You're going to feel resentful because you're not pursuing what you want to pursue. So do it. Okay, nice big deep breath. Stretch again. Grab a sip of something. Now we're going to change gears a little bit. The next one I want to tap on is, and this is more of an apprehension about getting into relationships and starting new relationships, and that can be the fear of people not liking me for me. And the problem that we have when we put ourselves in relationship and context with others is that we see their outside, their facade, and we see everything inside of us. We see our history and our motives and our bad choices and all of that stuff. And so it's always really easy to more harshly judge ourselves than judging others. And when that happens, there's a part of this that goes, well, they're going to find out the truth about me, and they're not going to like me for me. And so that has us do one of two things. One is it has us enter into relationships in a disingenuous way. And what I mean by that is we're showing up in the relationship not as ourselves. You know, we're ungenuine. That's what disingenuous is we're our ungenuine selves. And when that happens, it's, you know, it's not going to create lasting relationship. Or the other problem is we just don't engage at all. So it's now we're going to tap on this idea of people aren't going to like me for me. Again, let's go back up and let's rub on the sore spot. Take a nice big deep breath. And just move from tapping point to tapping point and tap along with me. There's a part of me that's afraid. They're not going to like me for me. They're going to find out who I truly am. And when they know my true colors, and when they know what I am actually about, they're going to be done with me. They're not going to like me. They're going to judge me. And they're going to say I am not worthy of their friendship. And what's going to be even worse is they're going to think I'm one thing, and they're going to find out what I actually am, and they're going to be disappointed, and they're going to be let down, and they're going to be mad. They're going to blame me for lying. They're going to blame me for not being honest. They're going to blame me for not creating something good and useful. And it is important that I am honest. And it is important that I'm truthful. And they're not going to expect me to be perfect. Because nobody in the world is perfect. And they're not going to expect me to be just like them. Because nobody in the world is just like them. Real, lasting friends want to know who I truly am. They want to know the real me. They want to know where I'm coming from. They want to know what I struggle with. And they want to know what I struggled with. And this doesn't mean I tell everyone everything. And this doesn't mean I share everything right away. And there are some things I may never reveal. But I know true friendship is built upon intimacy. And true friendship is built upon sharing who we actually are. I give myself permission to share who I actually am. Not all of it. Not all at once. And people will actually like me for me. Not everyone's going to like me. Not everyone's going to like every choice I've made. Not everyone's going to like every choice I'm going to make. There's a part of me that fears people will not like me for me. And there are people who I'm not going to click with because of who I am. But there are people who will like me for me. And it's important that I'm honest with them. So we have deep, real, lasting relationships. I give myself permission to believe people will like me for me. Because I am likable. I am lovable. Even with all my quirks, even with all my flaws, people can and do like me for me. Nice deep breath. And again, just give me a nice stretch. Why don't you this time just roll your shoulders a little bit and move your neck? You know, if you've been seated the whole time, don't be afraid to stand up for a moment here. You know, you can move away from the phone or take the phone with you because you can hear. But just move a little bit. Sitting for a long period of time isn't necessarily the best thing. And that's a really tricky one, you know, believing that people are actually going to like us for who we are. Because we know where all the bad parts are. We know, and bad parts aren't the right word. We know all the choices we're not proud of. We know the things that we've done and haven't done that we wish we would have done differently. And because we judge ourselves so harshly for that, we simply assume everybody else is going to judge us harsher for that. And the people who are our real true friends, you know, are always going to be more generous with us than we are going to be with ourselves. So the next aspect that I want to tap on is the fear that people are going to leave. So do this for me while I just set this up. Tap inside the hand, take a nice big deep breath. The reality is people are going to leave. You know, people pass in and out of our lives. Even, you know, many relationships, like familial relationships that are have really strong bonds and connections, those relationships change dramatically from communicating regularly to not. And everyone dies, you know, at least up till now. And so that's a fact of life. And there can be a part of us that's afraid to enter into a relationship because people are going to leave. They're either going to physically leave and die, or they're emotionally going to leave and sever the relationship. And so there's a part of us that wants to protect us by never entering in because people are just going to leave because everybody leaves. So we're going to tap on that. So start on the tippy top of the head. There's a part of me that's afraid that eventually everybody's going to leave. That eventually every relationship's going to end. And since eventually every relationship is going to end, it means inevitably there's going to be some pain. And it might be a slow death of a friendship. It might be a combustible fight. It might be a severing out of the blue. And saddest of all, it might just be drifting apart. In some capacity, in some way, all relationships end. And so there is a part of me that doesn't want to enter into relationships. Because it doesn't want to deal with that pain. It doesn't want to deal with that agony. But just because something ends, and just because something can end painfully, doesn't mean it's something that I should avoid. Doesn't mean it's something that I should steer clear of. relationships are life-giving. Relationships are necessary. And there are relationships that have ended badly. That still gave me a lot of life. Still gave me a lot of joy. Still gave me a lot of richness. Still taught me many, many things. And it was good that I was in those relationships. Even though they ended in pain. Even though they were far from perfect. Just because something can end, and probably will end, does not mean I should avoid it. Pain is an inevitability in relationships. But so is joy. So is nourishment. So is growth. So is love. I appreciate a part of me wants to be safe. I appreciate a part of me wants to avoid pain. I appreciate there's a part of me that's trying to guard my heart. And I'm not saying I'm going to be reckless. I'm not saying that I'm going to go rushing in. I'm not saying I'm going to do something thoughtless or foolish. I'm simply saying I trust myself. I trust the process. I trust relationships. I trust my ability to move forward in such a way that I can find nurturing, lasting relationships that are imperfect and frustrating and overwhelming and tiring, that are life-giving and nurturing and rejuvenating and captivating. And they will end. They always end. But just because something ends doesn't mean it's not worthwhile. Doesn't mean it's not important. I trust myself enough to step into relationships in such a way that I can trust myself, I can trust the process, and I can move forward. Nice deep breath. And again, just stretch for me. Have something to drink. I think that's a really important one, that last tapping there. And I think it's important for all things in life, because life is temporary. And the work that we do is temporary, and the things that we create are temporary. And that's okay. That doesn't diminish the experience, and it doesn't diminish its value. And so I think that's a really important one for us to go back to, not just for relationships, but for all things. So again, have some water for me. So I hope that was helpful. I know that that was only 5 issues, but those are 5 really important aspects. And if we do better with recognizing that we're worthy of being in relationship, that we're worthy of stating our needs, that we can't always put other people first, that people are going to like us, and that we can survive the end of relationships. If you're able to take those 4 aspects and just continue to chip away at them to move to a really good, comfortable place, you're not going to be seeking relationships, and you're not going to be placing ads for relationships. Because of your openness, your world is filled with people, and you're going to connect with them in unique and different and interesting ways. And before you know it, your life will be filled with the rich relationships that you need. So I'd really encourage you to take, you know, just the 40 minutes of tapping that we did tonight. Go back and retap to it again and again. Like I said, if you're listening to this live, I'll get it up on the website here in the next 10 or 15 minutes. You get a chance to just download it and go after it again. The next tapping call that we do is going to be a question and answer call where we're going to cover anything and everything under the sun. So if there's any issue that you want to tap on, if you have a question about something, if you're unable to join us 2 weeks from tonight on the 18th, what I would encourage you to do is just shoot me an email, gene@tappingqna.com, and we'll make sure that your issue or your question is answered on the call so you'll be able to go back and get the recording. For Tapping Q&A and the Ruas Center, this is Gene Montristelli. Thanks for spending some time with me tonight. Thanks for tapping on these issues of relationships, because if we heal ourselves around the sense of relationships, then we're going to be able to spread that healing to all of those we are in relationship with, and our transformation is going to be a transformation that's rippling outward. Have a great night, and I'll talk to you guys real soon. Bye-bye.